From NPR News, it's Day to Day. European Union leaders agreed today to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and to increase the use of environmentally friendly power sources. The 27 countries of the EU say that they will substantially reduce emissions by the year 2020. They hope others will follow their lead. We're joined by John Dimsdale from Marketplace. John, the targets agreed to today, real hard targets.
They are. There are three main ones. All by the year 2020, they'll cut their greenhouse gas emissions by 20% from 1990 levels. And they're going to produce 20% of their electric power using renewable energy, such as solar or wind power. And 10% of all their cars, buses, and trucks will have to run on biofuel, such as ethanol. These are pretty impressive goals for industrial countries, and ones that European leaders, such as Britain's Tony Blair, hope will serve as models for the rest of the world.
It gives Europe a very clear leadership position on this crucial issue facing the world, and it gives us, I think, the best chance of trying to make sure that when we come to the G8 countries, then we manage to get involved America, China, and India, as well as the European Union, in tackling climate change.
Well, John, what about that? What about this as a model for the U.S., which has resisted international climate agreements like the Kyoto Agreement?
Yeah, you're right. President Bush was down in Brazil today announcing an ethanol alliance, and the White House released a statement welcoming the European agreement. The statement points out that the administration has its own goals for cutting greenhouse gases and reducing gasoline use. But David Doniger, who lobbies for even stronger U.S. environmental targets, part of his job at the Natural Resources Defense Council, says the EU move strengthens his hand.
To see other industrial countries commit to serious action helps make the case in our Congress that this is doable and we won't be alone.
Well, the Europeans are going to push for this broader international endorsement of their pollution and energy targets. Several of the EU countries have signed on to the Kyoto Agreement, which sets specific target dates. I wonder how they're doing on making these with this bold, we're going to hit this target by 2020. They're supposed to hit targets under Kyoto. How are they doing?
Well, so far they're doing pretty well. So most of them say they are on target, although it depends where you are in Europe. The Eastern European countries use much more coal, and they're not as close to the targets, which Kyoto sets a date for 2012. This goes beyond that. And they're hoping to bring these new targets to the G8 countries and even involve China and India. But, you know, all the European talk about setting an example for the world took a little bit of a hit when reporters looked at the personal cars that the European Union commissioners drive. The president of the commission, José Manuel Barroso, drives a gas-guzzling four-wheel drive VW Touareg. When confronted by reporters, he said criticism of his private lifestyle choices smacks of overzealous moralism.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace from American Public Media.
Next time on Marketplace, you may get an hour more daylight Sunday, but your computer clock could be an hour behind, your cell phone too. We survived Y2K. How about daylight savings 07? That's from American Public Media.